This is Joe Sheely with the U.S. Meat Export Federation report. Through the first 5 months of the year, U.S. pork exports have maintained a very strong pace. USMEF economist Aaron Daly Borer talks about some of the markets that are driving this growth.
Pork exports this year have been partially boosted by a shortage in a lot of our key Asian markets. Exports have been led, of course, by growth to Korea. That market has already taken in 5 months more than it took in all of last year, and the U.S. is by far the leading supplier to Korea this year as they attempt to fill their shortage of pork following their FMD culling of the herd. And so their opening of duty-free quotas for pork to help provide supply and reduce pork-based inflation has given the U.S. the opportunity to really step up, and we've captured about 47% of the Korean import market so far this year based on their data. In China and the China region, we've also seen growth in exports, and China has had record high pork prices, and the U.S. is a leading supplier of especially variety meats into that market, and U.S. producers have been benefiting from incredibly high margins on many offal items going to China, such as feet and stomachs, and these are helping our packers be able to pay the high prices for hogs in the U.S. today. We've seen really strong exports to Japan as well. Through the earthquake and all of those horrible ramifications, demand for U.S. pork has stayed strong, and being a affordable, high-quality protein, we've seen those exports continue at a rapid pace. We've also seen Mexico jump back into strong buying again in May after numbers slowed down a little bit in April. So that was encouraging to see our top volume market come back really strong again in May.
She expects pork exports to remain on a strong pace and eclipse the value record set in 2008.
Looking to the second half of the year, we see a similar situation carrying forward. The relatively weak U.S. dollar has also helped U.S. pork exports be quite competitive. So even though we've had high prices here in the U.S., globally we're still in a very strong position. And that should generally continue through the rest of the year, even with stronger prices here in the U.S., as we expect production to maintain its trend of just barely ahead of year-ago levels. But we expect demand overseas to remain robust. Korea, the buying should continue, possibly not at quite as strong of a pace, but they did open duty-free quota for the rest of the year. And of course, we'll get into some Chinese New Year buying and that type of demand in Asia that will keep pork, U.S. pork demand over there strong essentially through the remainder of the year. So we should see U.S. pork exports eclipse the $5 billion mark for the first time ever.
For more on these and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org.